let's talk a little about social media here. Those blue check marks in particular, and we see them all the time, but they are changing. And with us to discuss why that matters, digital strategist Scott Kleinberg. Scott, good morning. Everyone seems to have a check mark lately. I believe I have one, and that is a big part of this week's discussion, isn't it?
It is. Good morning, Bob. So check marks, until recently, they were one way to make sure that you were talking to a real person online. And now that dynamic is changing, where companies are offering the mark in exchange for a fee. So it's more like a vanity item than it is a symbol of necessity.
Symbol of necessity. Explain that a little bit.
Yeah, sure. So once upon a time, the symbol of necessity, it was the key to verification. The check mark was the key to verification. When Twitter introduced them back in 2009, it had one purpose, and it was simple and it was smart. And it was to let you know that you were speaking to the genuine article. And as Twitter grew, it served to provide a way to know which users were genuine and or notable. So that meant to distinguish real celebrities and real organizations from fake ones. I actually got mine in 2014 as a journalist. So people reaching out to me knew they were talking to me. So therefore, symbol of necessity.
Now, we're not charged for this, are we? And I don't remember applying or anything. Does it just happen automatically?
Well, that's the thing. Back in the day, they were given to you, and you weren't charged for it, and you shouldn't be charged for it, because it's just saying, you know, hey, I'm Bob Surratt, and I'm the real, you know, WGN host, and that's all you need to know. Now, that's where the dynamic is changing. Now, they want you to pay for the ability to have this checkmark.
Yeah, it seems everyone has a check mark, or at least there are more of them out there, aren't there?
Yeah, and that's it in a nutshell. Twitter is now owned by Elon Musk. He's offering verified status checkmark with Twitter Blue, which is the paid subscription version of Twitter. You pay, you get a checkmark. To paraphrase Oprah, everyone gets a checkmark. But that may have worked for cars, but it's definitely not working now.
So if check marks become available to anyone anywhere for a fee, a monthly fee, we don't know which is a symbol of necessity, do we?
That's exactly right. And Elon Musk, as the owner of Twitter, he has said on the record many times that he doesn't think check marks should be limited to specific people. And that's why they're now available to a wider audience. 2023 is not 2009. In 2009, the people running the verification program had a very different definition of what constitutes necessity.
It's our Tuesday morning visit with digital media strategist Scott Kleinberg. We're talking about Twitter. Scott, any differences between the original blue check marks and the ones that are now available for purchase?
Bob, there are some, but not enough where it's noticeable. So right now, when I click on my Twitter check mark, it says, this is a legacy verified account. It may or may not be notable. I don't want to be notable. I just want people to know it's me. Notable was never the point, you know, and even if that's what the check mark ultimately ends up being associated with, notoriety.
And you've gone on record saying you will not pay for a new version of verification, right?
Never. And that's because the check mark either means one thing or it doesn't. And I won't support it needing anything else other than weeding out the good and the bad. Now, paying for social media features in general, that's actually different. In this case, this happens to be tied to a check mark. If Twitter had created a program where check marks weren't the issue and they wanted to give me incredible features for the power user and charge me $10 a month, I'd certainly consider it, even if I am used to Twitter being free. But that's not what happened. The original Twitter Blue was a few bucks a month, and it provided nothing of substance. And that, honestly, this goes for any social media company that wants to charge a fee for what it calls premium features. I mean, Bob, my take is if those features are indeed premium and worthy of an extra fee, then sure, happy to consider them. But it's absolutely no different than any other app. If I use a free version of an app and that's enough, then I think that's enough. And if there's a pro version that costs more and those features are features that would benefit me, then I'm all for it. For example, I have weather apps that I happily pay for. I also have a notes app that charges a yearly fee for features I enjoy. And I'm happy to support the future of the app and the app developer, you know, by paying for those features. I think social media companies would be so wise to take a lesson from that.
And what's that lesson, Scott?
It's that consumers aren't stupid, Bob. I mean, we know value when we see it. We know what's worth paying for, and we know what's not. If you offer us quality at a fair price, I'm willing to bet we'll take you up on it. And that's absolutely not the same thing as taking a bunch of free features, declaring them premium, and then adding a fee to them. That's when we have to start questioning the value. Twitter charging for features I've always had makes me question the value. Twitter charging for verification is on a different level entirely. The platform should be so concerned about the value of the conversation that it should spare no expense into ensuring the people behind those conversations are real and authentic voices.
But until the social media platforms come to that realization, what should we as users know now when it comes to verification?
That is a great question, Bob, and I can answer it in three words. Do your research. Simply put, if anyone can be verified, we wouldn't have any way of knowing who that person is or why they have the symbol. If it's someone like me or you, that's helpful. If it's not, that person may not have your best interest at heart. Remember, everything you see on social media and by extension online is not always true. Now, I find it fascinating that I still say that to people in 2023, because I was telling people back in the first days of social media usage that very same thing. And especially now, we have the advent of these AI apps, like, you know, we were talking a couple of times ago about ChatGPT and those other programs. That means now that the Google search that you do can make all the difference. That call you make to your credit card company could save you from falling victim to a scam. You could, honestly, if you want to, you can compare it to a doctor's visit. Sometimes you need a second opinion.
And Scott, I hope those things that you mentioned that you pay for, you take proper notes, keep your record straight so you can deduct all that from your income tax. Because I imagine you probably can. So
yeah,
I check with your accountant, but you know, it's just a thought for you. Let's open up the genius bar here and take care of a problem texted to us from a listener. How do you feel about two-factor ID when you are sent a code to type into a website?
I feel wonderful about it. And the reason I feel wonderful about it, I think everybody, first of all, should have two-factor authentication, because what it is, it's an extra layer to make sure that your password is protected. You know how we've talked in the past about people having weak passwords, baseball, 123456. When those are guessed and you don't have two-factor authentication turned on, you end up in a situation where somebody now has access to your account. If all of your accounts have weak passwords, a hacker could have access to all of your accounts. When you have two-factor authentication turned on, it's basically saying to the system, okay, this person knows my password and typed in the password. Now, is this person actually who they say it is? By you typing in the code on your device, laptop, iPad, iPhone, any device at all, it knows that it's you because you're typing in that information. Two-factor authentication is a way to keep us safer. It's not, to be clear, it's not going to be the future of protection. There are things happening now where you'll be able to automatically log in by the actual device itself. But for the meantime, two-factor authentication keeps your account safe. And it's definitely any platform that offers it, you should definitely use it.
And before we let you go, we heard from listeners, got a lot of feedback when we were talking about the follow-up. Remember, I was reporting on how after I got my new phone, occasionally I would see an old email pop up again at the top and the words follow-up. Well, apparently, there is a way to turn that off. If you go to settings and mail, and there's an on-off switch for follow-up suggestions. So,
yep.
Thanks for the alert on that. Yeah.
And the one thing, though, that you can't do, just so you know, yet, you can't change when that pops up. There's no way to say I want to see it after a day or two or three, but I have a feeling based on feedback that that's coming next.
Okay, so for now, it's just either on or off, right?
Correct, for now. But I have a feeling that's going to change. But yes, you're right. You can toggle it on or toggle it off for now.
Scott Kleinberg, you're a regular one-man geek squad. Thank you, Scott. And talk to you next week.
Have a great day, Bob. Thank you.